StoryCorps is made possible through funding from the Atlantic Philanthropies, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and most importantly, through the support of participants and listeners like you nationwide. You can support StoryCorps by visiting our website, storycorps.org.
People come to StoryCorps to talk about all kinds of things. Usually, they focus on what's most important to them. For some participants, that's their job, and today we'll hear from Sam Reed, who loves what he does for a living. He's a mortician, and for over 10 years, he's worked as caretaker for Atlanta's historic Oakland Cemetery. Here, Sam tells us that he was born to do his job.
I remember one time in the first grade, my teacher, she was going around to everyone, and she asked them what they wanted to be. So she got to me, and she says, Sammy Reed. They all call me Sammy instead of Samuel. What do you want to be when you grow up? And I said, I want to be an undertaker. And everybody thought that was crazy. But I was always fascinated with the way their person looked when you went to see them. Coming up, you would listen to the elders talk about a person was killed in a car wreck and they was messed up and everything. But when you got to the funeral, you would hear them say, wow, grandma looked great. She looked at peace. And I wanted to know how to do that. And whenever I had a pet die, you know, I always would bury the pet on the side of the creek bank. I would have my little sisters, they would pick flowers, and we just stand around having a little funeral, you know. So I just knew this is what I was destined to do, to deal with the dead. And I always get this, you don't look like an undertaker. And I said, well, what does an undertaker look like? They said they look dead, and they look old, and they drink a lot. I said, well, I'm not dead. I don't think I look old even for my age. And I said, I don't drink. You know, a lot of people think because we're morticians and we're in the business dealing with this on a day-to-day basis that we're cold. But we react the same way when we lose a loved one. I mean, it's no different. And the best part is meeting the needs of the families. Their load should be just a little bit lighter. That's what I strive to do every day, to make people feel better.
That's Sam Reed in Atlanta, Georgia. See photos at our website, storycorps.org. While you're there, you can listen to hundreds of other stories and find out how you can support the project. For the StoryCorps podcast, this is Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can hear StoryCorps on NPR's Morning Edition and on Latino USA with Maria Hinojosa. Learn more about the project, including how to make a reservation for your own interview, at storycorps.org.